Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. Obviously, your father can't be your Bezdin. Well, what if Reuven is calling Shimon to a din Torah, and Reuven says to Shimon, listen, my father is a great Bezdin, he's a great Rav. Neman alay Abba, my father is acceptable to me. Or, Neman alay Avicha, suppose Shimon says to Reuven, you know what, your father, for me, as far as I'm concerned, is a good Dayan. Or suppose he says, Nemanim alay Shloisha Royei Bakar. Wanna know who our Bezdin is? Here are these three people. Who are they? They take care of cattle. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains these people that take care of cattle, they don't even live where people live. They live far out in the open fields where the cattle grazes. So not only don't they know the halachas, they don't have the hands-on experience of how people deal with each other. Now, there would be no question whether they're kosher le'edus or not, says the Batanura. But for judges, still this person said, yeah, they made up between themselves, these two people that had a din Torah, we're going to go with them. Remei remei yachul lachzer boy. After they hand down their verdict, a person can say, no, I changed my mind. So they gave out their psak, edus came and said their edus, bezin paskin, you don't have to pay. Zokt Remeir, he can change his mind afterwards. Zay zokt batanur, there are different shitas of it, but this is how the Rav learns. The Chachamim say, any yachul lachzer boy, you can't change your mind after the Gemar Din. Look, before they come out with a psak, the Chachamim would admit to Rav Meir, yeah, they can change their mind. But after they gave out a psak, listen, no one forced you. You said, these people are okay for a judge. Now that it's not going the way you want to change your mind? It doesn't work that way, say the Chachamim. Now, if after they initially agreed that this could be their bezin, they made a kinyan, that they were makabal upon themselves, the edus of so-and-so or the din of so-and-so, even before the Gemar Din, they can't change their mind. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Reuven claims Shimon owes him money. According to the situation, Reuven would have to swear that he owes him the money. And Shimon, who would have to pay the money after the Shua, says, Darli b'chaye roshcha, if you swear to me with the life of your head, I'll give you what you're asking for. So I don't understand. What did he say? You don't have a choice, Shimon. The halach is if he swears, he gets the money. What Shimon is actually doing is he's lowering the bar. See, when someone has to swear, and Bezin says you have to swear, he has to take a Sefer Torah, he has to include Hashem's name. So what Shimon is saying is, I'm not going to make you take a Sefer Torah, say Hashem's name. It won't be that serious of a Shvua. Just tell me this Lashon, Darli B'chai Reshchen, I'll pay you. Afterwards he says, no, I want a regular Shvua, with a Sefer Torah, with everything. Remei Remei Yochel Lachzor, we can change his mind. He cannot change his mind. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned even though certain people are clearly puzzle to be judges, either they're related or they're not Talmid Chacham at all, but if the people involved in the entire Amaskim, they should be the judges, then they're the judges. So I can't tell Reuven, well, my father is going to be the judge whether you like it or not, but if Reuven says it's okay, then it's okay. So if we have Reuven and Shimon over here in a din Torah, and Reuven says, listen, my father is a good judge for me. And the other one says, yeah, your father is a good judge for me too. Or they say, three people that take care of cattle, we'll trust them. So a mayor says they can change their mind, or one of them can change his mind, even after a psak din, unless a kinyan was made. Kinyan means where one person does an act of acquisition. You pick something up. Reuven is calling Shimon to a din Torah. Reuven is the Taveya, Shimon is the Nitva. Shimon takes Reuven's hat, or Reuven's pen, or something that belongs to Reuven, he lifts it. This is an official kinyan that they agree. This is the way the Bezin is going to work. Then he can't change his mind. But if they didn't make a kinyan, even after the psak din, he could still change his mind. The Chachamim say, no, you cannot change your mind. No one asked you to agree to this Bezin. You agreed, that's the way it is. But if it's before the psak, then even the Chachamim hold that he could change his mind. If the halacha is that if Reuven wants to get the money from Shimon, he has to swear. And normally swearing means swearing with a Sefer Torah, swearing with Hashem's name. And Shimon says, nah, you know what, just say the words, B'chai Roishcha. That's enough for me. Remeir says he could change his mind afterwards and say, no, I'm not paying you unless you make a regular Shua. And the Chachamim say that he cannot change his mind. Now here too, the Batanura says if they made a kinyan, that they officially are masking, they're going to use a smaller kind of a Shua, a lesser Shua, then you can't change your mind afterwards. The machloikas is only if they did not make a kinyan.